Welcome to the radio broadcast, It's Time, Christ in Your Ministries. This is Brother Randy, a voice crying to the end time remnant, body of Christ. Now let us enter into the sanctuary and hear what the voice of the Lord is saying to our hearts.
God bless you, each and every one of you. This is Brother Randy, a voice crying to the body of Christ in his end time. For those of you that have been listening to It's Time Christian Ministries throughout the years, you will know that we speak that which we hear. We speak the spoken word and the word only. We speak from experiences in Christ, from our natural daily walk, our lives that have been gone through the tests and in the holes of darkness in the times of trouble. And just the pruning years and the years of chastisement, the years of growth, the years of revelation, and we just speak that which we hear. We're not about religion, but we are about Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ in you, the hope of glory. And as I was in the kitchen, washing dishes and minding my own business, the Holy Spirit spoke to me concerning imaginations and the thought life. You know, the imagination is a thing that the enemy plays on. And God has shown us in his word, and he tells us in his word, how to overcome the wiles of the enemy as he speaks to your mind. Your mind is your thought life. The thought life is very, very real. The human being has the ability to reason within himself, to think within himself. You can hear your own voice, and you can hear many other voices that will attempt to govern your whole body and your whole being by speaking to you in your mind. The devil cannot read your mind, but he can place thoughts into your mind. He can whisper lies to you, but it's for you to know when it's the trick of the devil, when it's the wiles of the enemy, when it's just your own reasoning, and discern that which is good from evil. Imaginations. What is the imagination? The imagination is the ability to imagine things that are not real. The ability to form a picture in your mind of something that you have not seen or experienced. Imagination is the ability to think of new things. The imagination is something that only exists or happens in your mind. You see, the mind is where God has to renew our minds. We come into the kingdom of God by faith as a spirit man. Our spirit is saved. You have eternal life through Jesus Christ, because Jesus is the Savior of the world, and whosoever believeth on him shall never perish but have eternal life. You put your faith in Christ Jesus, and you shall never, never die. Believing but not seeing. But then as you grow and walk with the Lord and walk with Jesus and follow Jesus, you will get to know him through the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is our paraclete. The Holy Spirit helps us to understand who God is and who we are in him. Helps us to believe. Faith cometh, and cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And then you begin to know in whom you believe. You begin to see and know and hear and taste and smell and touch. You become a human being by the Spirit of God, a reborn, a born-again human being. Not only is your spirit saved, but now your entire reasoning and your thought life has been renewed by the power of the Holy Ghost. It's not brainwashing. It's knowing who you are as the Holy Spirit, as God speaks to you, as he puts you through the refining process of being more like him. For those that yield to the Spirit of God and repent when God speaks to you about something that you're doing that is sinful, in his word he will tell you and show you your sinful ways. Paul said, I'm the chief of sinners. Paul, who was truly a man of God that knew the Lord, but prior to knowing Jesus and having revelation out there in that desert, he was a religious person. He went to church. He went to the synagogues. He was a big-time theologian. But he did not know Jesus Christ for himself. And Paul, like you, like me, can know that we know that we know. Because God speaks to our heart. He speaks to our belly. And there's a transformation that takes place in our lives. There's a renewing of the mind. And your imagination is something that the enemy truly plays on. He loves to play in your mind, to speak evil things to you, to get you to actually do what he's suggesting to you, so that you yield your members, which the members of your body, whether it be your hands, your eyes, your ears, your tongue, you know, your senses, you yield those members to him and actually do what he's suggesting. He tempts you. He is the tempter. But we have more than weapons that we can fight to overcome Satan. We can overcome him through worship, through praise, through speaking the word, believing the word, by prayer, by casting down imaginations and everything high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bring it into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Read that in 2 Corinthians 10:5. Paul is instructing us by the power of the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Spirit is speaking to us, telling us that we are to cast down those imaginations and everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. So if the devil tells you in your mind, go rob a store, you know that's not God. God says, he that stole, steal no more. And if you're having adultery with your neighbor, or fornication, and you're having sex outside of marriage, you know that's not God, because God tells us that fornicators and adulterers will not see the kingdom of God. You can't serve two masters. So you might give your heart to the Lord and you might be in walking in that type of sin. But when the Holy Spirit convicts you and you realize that it is sin and you no longer want to do that, but you have no power to stop on your own, you call on the name of the Lord. You ask Jesus to help you. And that's all he's waiting to do. And the power of the Holy Ghost will break that chain, and you will no longer have that desire to do those things that you were once doing. Now, your imagination is something that the enemy plays on. But you see, Jesus died for our sins. When they took those thorns of tree branches and placed it and made a king's ornament on his head and crowned him, it wasn't just a king's ornament. It was the devil, Satan, pressing in on Jesus's mind as a man. Those thorns dug deep into his mind, and so that he couldn't have the ability to think or to be have a good quality sound mind. But you see, he overcame that. He still knew no sin. He still remained God in the flesh. And so we, as the people of God, we that are followers of Jesus Christ, we that are bought by the blood of Jesus. We that believe the word of God, we that follow the word and strive to be doers of the word, we too can live a life of obedience. The Bible clearly tells us, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. In other words, bring your thought life into the obedience of the word of God, to the obedience of the anointing, Christ, Christo. Christ means the anointing. It's the anointing that breaks the yoke. When your thoughts do not line up with the word of God, when your thoughts do not line up with the spirit of God, know that it is not God. When you're thinking jealous thoughts, when you're thinking thoughts of envy, when you're thinking thoughts of doubt, when you're thinking thoughts of fear, when you're thinking thoughts of where you want to have retribution on someone, you want to have vengeance, when you're thinking thoughts of rage, and the enemy speaks to you, and then the rage comes because of your anger, and because, like Moses, okay? God told Moses to speak to the rock, which is Jesus. And Moses, in his anger turned to rage, and he hit the rock. He struck the rock. And we are to be obedient and bring every thought life into captivity that is contrary to the word of God. Bring it into the obedience of the word of God. Now, this takes practice because it takes discerning. You'll know that you know that you know when you're going through your process. But you can be more than a conqueror in your thought life. And you will have peace and joy and freedom in the Holy Ghost. You'll no longer walk in the way of the world. You won't have those evil thoughts thinking about a person. For love thinks no evil. When a thought life that's contrary to the word comes into your mind, you'll cast it down before it even gets to the middle of what it's going to say. Because remember, it is Satan who is whispering into your mind. He is whispering, saying those things that are lies, because he is the father of all lies. Now, the thing is for you to believe and practice and understand that it is the will of God that you walk and have a sound mind. God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of the power of love. He's given you that love, but you have to walk in that love. You know, when you're walking and you're finding fault in other people, or you're criticizing, or you have your opinions that you seem to form about a person, you judge them, and sometimes you feel as though that you must be in control of the situation. Not realizing that's what it is. You want control of everything. You want to have control in your home. You want to be under control on your job. You want to be control in your school system. You want to be in control in your daily walk. You have to have control over your domestic life. Well, that is insecurity. That is not being submissive one to another. That is not hearing the Lord say, no, I want you to walk in this situation with more humility. Keep your mouth shut. You don't always have the right answer. I will give you wisdom. I will give you the right answer if you will just listen for my voice. But you see, if we're busy walking in the flesh, if we're busy having relationships with that imagination, that brings us into sin, that brings us into hearing evil, we cannot hear that which is good. We become divided. You know, like the cartoons back in the day, you know, when you had a cartoon and the person is trying to decide to make a decision, and they show the devil with the pitchfork on one side, and then they have the angel on the other side of the mind speaking in. And so now you have to make a decision. And, you know, God says, how long are you going to halt between two opinions? Which report are you going to believe? Who are you going to believe? Believe the word of God. Have faith in the word of God. Be a doer of the word of God. Let the word of God dwell in you richly, so that you will know when God is speaking to you through the word, and it's truly by the Spirit of God, and you'll know that it's the Holy Spirit and not the enemy. Now let me tell you something, folks. Oh, the devil knows the word of God. He spoke it to Jesus when he took him up on that mountain. When Jesus was up on the mountain, he was tempting Jesus. But you know, when Satan quoted the word, he didn't quote all of the word. He quoted it wrong. He said the wrong things. You know, he comes like an angel of light. So he can speak to you, you know, from the Bible, but it's the Spirit. You know, some people use the word of God to do things to justify their own evil deeds. And that is not the Spirit of God. We are to follow Jesus. We are to be just like Jesus, just like Yeshua. Whatever Jesus did and how he did it, and in the spirit of which he did it, by the Spirit of the Holy Ghost, because the Father said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him." And Jesus said, "I always do those things to please the Father." So are you pleasing God? Or are you pleasing self? Or are you pleasing the enemy? You see, it's your choice. But if you don't know, the Holy Spirit will show you that which is good and that which is evil when you walk with the Lord daily. Walking with Jesus, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. You know, the principalities, the rulers of darkness, the things that come from on high, the prince of this world, the god of this world, is Satan. But he has no victory over you, because you can bring into captivity every thought, not some thoughts, every thought to the obedience of Christ. Knowing God personally, and as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So as you think the word of God in your heart, you'll be a doer of the word, and you will be just like Christ. Now, that doesn't mean that you won't have times when you have thoughts that are not right, but you see, that's why we have the Holy Spirit, to help us to live right. We are to grow in grace, be mature. We're to shake ourselves and wake ourselves up by the power of the Holy Spirit and see what's going on in our lives individually. Don't point the finger to someone else. It's not your mother. It's not your father. Yes, there are generational curses. Yes, there's some things that you've done like your mother. There's some things that you've done like your father. But that generational curse can be broken. Anything that is not like the word of God that's been in your family, that has been said, that has been activated, is broken by the power of the Holy Ghost. And you can break that curse by just believing and reading the word and letting the word go into your heart and being a doer of the word. It's by faith, beloved, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. God bless you until the next time that we speak and the next time that we hear. We love you, and we pray that God would just touch you through this ministry, touch you through this word that has been spoken, the word that you receive by faith, in Jesus' name. Until again, this is Brother Randy saying, so long for now.